Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwali Sykautel. The U.S. Supreme Court has once again put a controversial Texas border enforcement law on hold. As the Texas Newsroom's Julian Aguilar reports, SB 4 would allow local and state law enforcement to arrest people suspected of illegally crossing into Texas from Mexico.
The High Court's order keeps the law on hold indefinitely as the case plays out in the federal court system. A federal judge blocked the law from going into effect last month, but the state of Texas appealed that decision to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Opponents say the law is unconstitutional because the federal government has the sole authority to enforce immigration laws. But Texas Republicans, including Governor Greg Abbott, say the law is necessary, blaming the Biden administration for an increase in illegal immigration. Opponents also argue that the law could lead to racial profiling and that people of color anywhere in Texas could be subject to racial profiling if SB 4 is allowed to stand. I'm Julian Aguilar in El Paso.
The United Nations Food Program is warning that famine is imminent in the northern Gaza Strip. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the White House is in talks with the Israeli government to increase humanitarian assistance to the region.
The report was unveiled just hours before President Biden spoke by phone to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the administration has seen some steps forward, but deliveries of the much-needed aid need to be more consistent.
Flowing trucks and ships worth of humanitarian assistance, particularly food, water, and medicine to people who are gravely in need of it. But ultimately, our judgment comes down not to pledges or promises or words. It comes down to action.
The report says 70% of the roughly 300,000 Palestinians living in northern Gaza are facing catastrophic hunger. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
In a speech on the Arizona Senate floor, a state lawmaker told her colleagues that she plans to get an abortion and decried the state's law that restricts access to the procedure. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Wayne Shutsky reports.
Senator Ava Birch, a mother of two, shared that she has suffered miscarriages in the past and recently made the difficult decision to get an abortion after she found out her current pregnancy is not viable.
I don't think people should have to justify their abortions, but I'm choosing to talk about why I made this decision because I want us to be able to have meaningful conversations about the reality of how the work that we do in this body impacts people in the real world.
A 15-week abortion ban passed in 2022 is currently in effect in Arizona. But a case pending before the state Supreme Court will decide whether that law or a Civil War-era total ban will be the law of the land. Birch said she supports a campaign asking voters in November to enshrine abortion rights in the Arizona Constitution. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Shetsky in Phoenix.
This is NPR. Former Olympic gold medalist and transgender television star Caitlyn Jenner says she wants to protect women and girls by supporting a new ban against transgender athletes in New York City's Long Island suburbs.
New Yorkers know this is wrong. America knows this is wrong. Let's lead the way for all sports.
Jenner shared her views alongside Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, a Republican who introduced the ban in February, arguing the order is intended to both foster fair play and protect female athletes from getting injured. Tom Stafford, one of the astronauts from NASA's early days, has died at age 93 after battling a long illness. And NPR's Russell Lewis reports Stafford flew in space four times.
Tom Stafford flew twice during the Gemini program and commanded Apollo 10, the mission just before the first lunar landing. He also commanded Apollo Soyuz in 1975, the first joint U.S.-Soviet mission. In a 2016 NPR interview, he was frustrated that after Apollo, NASA needed a clear mandate for its explorations.
Have a consistent strategy and goal and stay with it and don't change with administrations. Like, you don't start building an aircraft carrier, then stop when an administration comes.
After NASA, Stafford retired from the Air Force as a lieutenant general. Russell Lewis, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks gave up some of their gains from earlier in the day, but still closed higher to start the new trading week. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.